In this bulletin, another 357 COVID-19 cases in Victoria with 5 more deaths. New South Wales records 15 new cases. And in sport, Australian basketballer Ben Simmons shoots a 3-pointer in Philadelphia 76ers win against the Memphis Grizzlies. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. 5 new COVID-19 deaths have been recorded in Victoria, with the virus spreading through almost 40 aged care residences. The deaths were a woman in her 60s, a woman in her 70s, one in her 80s, one in her 90s, and a man in his 80s. Victoria has had a total of 357 new cases, and there are now more than 500 active cases in aged care, with infections split roughly evenly between residents and staff. Premier Daniel Andrews says there's clearly a crisis in aged care.
Aged care settings, particularly with many casual workers, are a really challenging setting. And we see that both in terms of the number of cases and also the number of people who are, by the very nature of these settings, frail and aged. Many have underlying health issues. It is a very, very challenging environment. I want to send my support and assurance to all families and staff, all of those involved in aged care, that many different steps have been taken, processes have been put in place again.
The aged care infections are creating staff shortages, and a lobby group for aged care providers is calling for extra government funding to pay to bring in additional aged care staff. Tim Hicks from Leading Age Services Australia says sourcing the extra staff will be costly.
We can get staff from New Zealand, we can get staff from interstate, and we can get students, we can get people who used to work in aged care and left the industry. There's all sorts of avenues we can explore, but someone needs to pay the cost, because these people have got to relocate to Victoria for probably 6 weeks minimum, and they've got to have their hotel bills paid. And, you know, aged care providers are making a loss. Half of them were making a loss prior to this all happening. They just don't have the money to put up all those staff themselves.
And a coronavirus response centre is being established in Victoria to help manage and contain the outbreaks. It will be jointly managed by Emergency Management Australia, Emergency Management Victoria and VicHealth. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it will be set up at the Victorian State Control Centre.
Its tasks will include quality control, workforce provision, prevention of outbreaks, rapid response, supporting providers, communications to families and others.
4 confirmed COVID-19 cases have been connected to a woman who attended multiple church services in Sydney's southwest last week. New South Wales Health is urging attendees of 5 services spanning a 4-day period to monitor for symptoms and to get tested and self-isolate if they feel unwell. It comes as the state records 15 new cases. Of the new infections, 8 are linked to the Thai Rock restaurant outbreak, increasing that cluster to 60. 1 is under investigation, while 6 are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is accusing the Morrison government of stooping low by talking about labour market deregulation as a way of lifting the economy out of the pandemic. In August, the federal government will seek Parliament's approval to ensure emergency powers to allow at least 960,000 companies using JobKeeper to continue until March 2021. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has flagged making the arrangements permanent, even if businesses are unable to access JobKeeper payments. But Mr. Albanese says the scheme needs more scrutiny.
If we're going to protect jobs, we need to examine the details of JobKeeper as they are, rather than as we want them to be. And there needs to be a fair analysis to give businesses and their employees the support that they need during this difficult time.
Australia has decided to support the United States by formally rejecting China's expansion of maritime claims in the South China Sea. In a letter to the United Nations, Australia's permanent mission has declared there's no legal basis for China to be claiming maritime boundaries around islands in the disputed territory, calling them inconsistent with international law. Australia's decision to adopt the same stance as the US comes as the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds prepare to fly to the US for the annual Australia-United States Ministerial Consultations, known as AUSMIN. The trip will proceed despite the threat posed by the pandemic. And in sport, Australian basketballer Ben Simmons has emerged from the league's COVID-19 shutdown with a three-point shot in the Philadelphia 76ers' win against the Memphis Grizzlies. The two-time Australian All-Star has been reluctant to shoot from a distance since entering the competition, but in the third quarter of the game, Simmons went for the three-pointer and landed it. Overall, Simmons scored 9 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, and 3 steals in 22 minutes on the court. The 76ers beat the Grizzlies 90-83 in Florida. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, some morning fog and 12. Hobart, sunny, 13. Showers for Canberra, 13 degrees. Wollongong, rain and becoming windy, 17. Sydney, much the same, 18 degrees. Newcastle, rain and 18. Brisbane, showers, 24. Cairns, sunny and 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.